AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is pulling out all the stops today at the White House for French President Emmanuel Macron.
Thank you, Mr. President, dear Joe.
Emmanuel is not just the leader of France, he's one of the leaders of Europe. He's been very outspoken and he has been very, very commanding.
There is a lot for the two men to discuss: the war in Ukraine, China, and climate change. Macron is worried about the war's effects on the economy.
We want to fix the direct and indirect consequences of the war on our economies and our people. But at the same time, we want to prepare for future generations a carbon neutral economy, creating a lot of jobs.
There will be a state dinner for Macron at the White House tonight. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about her husband, Paul, who was attacked in their San Francisco home.
He's coming along. It's going to take a while. Head injuries are, they have an impact beyond surgery. You know, it's a big thing.
Lava from Hawaii's erupting Mauna Loa volcano is oozing toward a key Big Island highway. It connects the east and west coast. Georgia Cawley has been watching the eruption.
Well, we just really hope it doesn't hit inhabited areas and don't want people to have to deal with that with their homes and livestock and families.
Mauna Loa awoke from its 38-year slumber on Sunday, spewing volcanic ash and debris into the sky. Stocks are lower on Wall Street following a report an inflation gauge tracked by the Federal Reserve has slowed to a still high 6%. Georgia voters have cast more than a million ballots ahead of the December 6th Senate runoff between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Baseball Hall of Famer and two-time Cy Young Award winner Gaylord Perry, a master of the spitball who wrote a book about using the pitch, has died. He was 84. This is AP News. Squid Game actor Oh Young-soo is facing trial on charges of indecent assault. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraleta.
Prosecutors in the South Korean city of Seongnam say 78-year-old Oh Young-soo was indicted on charges of making unwanted physical contact with a woman in 2017. Details of the case were not given. The trial will begin in February. South Korean cable channel JTBC reports Oh denied wrongdoing, saying he had held the woman's hands to show her the way as they walked around a lake. JTBC says Oh apologized to the woman because she allegedly told him she would not raise an issue about the incident if he did. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
The college football playoff announced it will expand to a 12-team event starting in 2024. Four teams are eligible for the championship under the current format. Expansion is expected to produce about $450 million in additional gross revenue for the conferences and schools that take part. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.